Hashem, we're going to try to finish the dinner of buses today. All the different Eterim in buses. We mentioned last week the first Heter. The big Heter was that to be a buses, it has to be that the Heter, the buses, has to be that it functions as one unit with the Muksa. That makes a buses. So a number of other Heterim. Rabbeinu Tam has a very important heter, and it's a very lamdish heter. It's very pashit, and we have to see why most Rishonim don't agree with it. Rabbeinu Tam was bothered by the kasha that all the Rishonim were bothered by. Which is why is it that there's all these cases in the Gemara where the Gemara seems to ignore the din of basis. The case of the pats in the Gizei Tzemer, and the fig in the straw, v'chulei v'chulei. Why are all these cases mutter? So Rabbeinu Tam is a beautiful teretz. Really very, sounds like a very pasha teretz. And he starts with the Yisod. Yisod Gemara Beit Sechavav. I'm stumbling, you saw the Gemara, but I'll just go through it. The Gemara Beit Sechavav has a very important heter in the din of Muksa and the din of Migudis Katsai. The Gemara's bother, why is it that every pat coming into Yom Tov, coming into Shabbos, why is it not Muksa? Right? Some pats have things in it coming into Shabbos that aren't edible. Right? Let's see, because my nenu, we don't eat raw meat. So we assume raw meat is muksa. So if so, we'll see Beis Hashem next man, that sometimes you're allowed to have a pat with the raw meat on it, coming into Shabbos. So coming to Shabbos, that meat, the meat in your chont, wasn't edible, and therefore it should be muksa. We should say migudis katsai, and the meat should stay muksa whole Shabbos through. So why not? So Gemara says, no, there you don't see migudis katsai because the meat's not muksa. The meat in the pot, even though it's not edible, as it's not edible, it's not muksa, because it's gamru b'deyadam. Because it's in a pot. In a chanami stam, a piece of meat is muksa, but a piece of meat that's in your pot, in your crock pot, it's not muksa because it is mukhan. It's mukhan and it's gamru b'deyadam. It's mukhan with a mice of an adam. Right, the person took this piece of meat and he was making it for his achilah for Shabbos. He put it in a pot that's going to work to make it mochen for Suda Shabbos. So in Mela, this raw piece of meat, even coming into Shabbos being a shmashos, it's seen as a piece of Suda Shabbos. It's mochen. The Gemara says, if it wasn't so, then every pot should be muksa ben ashmashos, just means it's bubbling hot. It's bubbling hot, you can't drink something so hot. Oh, so it's not right to be eaten. So it should be that it's not mochen. So, but the Gemara tells us, of course, that is mochen, right? Everything's like that. Mochen is, right, your salt. You can't eat straight salt, right? You have to, your coffee, it needs some milk put in it to cool it off. L'mais, it's mochen. This is something mochen. This is used by people on Shabbos. It just needs a person to put it together to make it usable on Shabbos. So that's mutter. Now, if it's b'day shemayim, something that needs hachana b'day shemayim, so that's not considered mochen. Right? By the figs on the roof, even if it's in July and you could assume the sun's going to come out and dry up my figs, afal pikein, the figs are muksa because they're muksa ben hashmashos. Right, the Bechar. A Bechar, you're not allowed. A person can't, it's asur min haTorah to put a mum in a Bechar. So therefore, he's just waiting for the Bechar to naturally get a mum. So mele, it's not b'day Adam, it's b'day Shemayim, and therefore it's not considered Mochan. But that which is ready to be used for Shabbos, even if it can't actually be used as is, but it's still considered to be Mochan. Right, Tosus on Mem Gimel, right, Rishtam Yisrael, Tosam and Gimel, says there are exceptions to this. If you did something to make it unprepared, it would still be considered muksa. Right, he says like the chicks on the basket, even though the basket is ready to be used for Shabbos, and even though you could just take the basket away from the chicks and use it on Shabbos, but it's not considered to be Muchen, Tosu says, because you actively, in Bein HaShmashos, allow the chicks to go on it. You actively made it not usable in Bein HaShmashos, so therefore it's considered Muksa. But something that was prepared, as far as the person is concerned, he did everything he could to make this meat usable. The meat was put in a crock pot. The only reason the meat is hot is because it's being prepared. So seeing as this is Maisa Adam, the hand of a person is on this meat making prepared, so therefore it's considered to be Mochan. So says Rabbeinu Tam Pashat. You know why all the cases in the Gemara aren't Abbasis? It's because this is Gemara B'dei Adam. And look what the cases are, right? What are the cases? The case of the pot that's being insulated with the Gizei Tzemer. The pot is Mochan, and to help make it more edible, warmer on Shabbos, you have it insulated with muksa. But the pot mitzar atzmo is totally ready. So that's considered mochen. Maybe it's not mochen because it has some muksa on it. No, but it's completely mochen. And you'll pull it out from under the muksa. Right, the charara is being cooked in gechalim, and your plan is when the gechalim die out, you'll take the gechalim, but you'll take the charara. But it's just there to help it get prepared. Right, and so too the figs under the straw and the radishes in the dirt is all part of keeping it ready and fresh so you could use it for your Shabbos meal. So this is all, and it's totally b'dei adam that you could pull it out. That's tiltum and atzad, and it's mutter on Shabbos. So you could pull it out on Shabbos, and therefore there's been nothing to stop the hachana of this. It's been the hachinu. You've done nothing to stop the hachana. B'dei adam means it's as a person, it's been the hachinu, it's prepared, it's just the way you want it, coming into Shabbos, so it should be used for Suda Shabbos. So therefore, it's not muksa. The other cases of buses, right, you leave money on the pillow, and you want it to be on the pillow, so that pillow hasn't been prepared for Shabbos, and therefore it's muksa. But anything hachinu b'dei adam is good to go. It doesn't become a basis. So that's the heter of Rabbeinu Tam, right? Beautiful heter that any time that right, so should work. So why did most Rishonim, right? Last week we spoke so much about the other Rishonim, the different teretz that they gave. So what's wrong with Rabbeinu Tam? He's saying so nicely. So there's one kasha. There's one kasha is a killer kasha. The kasha is from the chavis. The Gemara says by a chavis that it's not a basis to the Evan, but only if the Evan was forgotten, accidentally left on top of the chavis. But if the Evan was put on Hanacha, if it was put there knowingly, left on the Chavis, that it should be there, it should cover the Chavis on Shabbos, so then the Chavis is a basis, and since it's a basis, the whole Chavis becomes Muksa, and you can't do anything to get the rack off the Chavis. So 1 second. Who said you weren't going to drink? Who said you weren't planning to drink from the Chavis? Well, the Chavis is exactly like the other cases. Right, you have a chavis. You want the wine to stay good. You don't want anything falling into the wine. You don't want any snakes spitting poison in the wine or anything else happening. The wine losing its flavor. So you cover it up. Now comes Shabbos. You want to use it. So you should say the chavis isn't a basis, and I should be allowed to pull out the chavis from under the rack. So why, if so, is the chavis? Why is it a basis according to Rabbeinu Tam? So Rabbeinu Tam was asked this kasha. It's brought in the Sefer Yashar, 7 Reish from Dalet. Someone asked Rabbeinu Tam that he covered his chavis with a rack right before Shabbos, because that's all he had to cover it with. But this is his wine for Kiddush. He planned on using this wine. He just had to put muksa on top of it. So says Rabbeinu Tam, since you were planning to use it for Kiddush, for Shabbos, So therefore, the chavos does not become muksa. What was the Gemara talking about? The Gemara was talking about a person who put the rack on the chavos, thinking, oh, this chavos I'm not using for Shabbos. I don't need this at all. And then he needs it. He never thought he was going to need it for Shabbos. So therefore, it's muksa. It's the problem is it's not so good. It's not so good because the Gemara was just talking about a case of a chavos. The Mishnah was saying a chavos, and talking about a chavis as not being a basis. The Gemara says, how is that a chavis isn't a basis? It says, oh, must be talking about a case where you accidentally left it on. That's the only case when a chavis isn't a basis. According to Rabbi Tam, every standard case of a chavis, even if you meant to leave it on, it's still going to be a basis because l'maisa, you had das to use the wine. Right, the only case where a chavis will become a basis is the exceptional case where you're thinking, oh, this is a chavis I don't need for Shabbos. That's a kasha, that's Rabbi Tam's dacha, right? It's not, right, could be. It could be that's the kimta, you just have to make it a kimta, but that's the machlokas. So this is brought in Shin Tes Dalet. It's brought as machlokas, the stam psak of the machaber. He writes, it's an evan on a chavis is muksa. If you meant it to be there in Ben Hashmashos, the chavis stays muksa. He says, Yesh Omrim, he brings Rabbeinu Tam, Yesh Omrim, that if he had das, we were going to use the wine on Shabbos, that the chavis does not become basis to the evan. And the Mishnah Berurah says, B'makom Hefsid, you could be maker like Rabbeinu Tam, but only B'makom Hefsid. Right? Why only B'makom Hefsid? Because most Rishonim didn't like this. They don't like it because of this kashas. It's not the Pashas HaGemara. The Pashas HaGemara is that a basis is a basis, and we don't care that it's Gamra B'Dei Adam. We don't care that you're planning on using it on Shabbos. So the kashas is what's wrong with Rabbeinu Tam. His cheshbon seems to be a perfect cheshbon that this wine is totally ready for Shabbos. The Evan is just there to help the wine, and therefore, why is the wine muksa? How does the wine and the chavis become muksa? How'd that happen? So it's what's pshat? So the Sfas MS says big yisod here, and it's really the yisod a machlokas, basic machlokas in basis between Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam was looking at the basis as any other type of muksa. His problem is that it wasn't prepared for Shabbos, and therefore, your das, that it should be prepared for Shabbos, and the fact that it's b'dei adam, usable on Shabbos, it's usable for Shabbos, and it's not a basis, it's mochan. Sasem says you can say a completely different pshat than basis. Basis is different than other muksa. A basis, it's not pshat that the chavis isn't prepared for Shabbos. It's not like regular muksa. It's not prepared. It's not regular muksa machmas iser. It's that it's not prepared because it has a rack on top of it. That's not the pshat. The chavis is prepared. It's a perfectly good chavis, perfectly prepared for Shabbos. There's das for Shabbos. It's a good chavis. The reason it's muksa is different, he's saying. It's because it's a basis. The pshat of basis, it's not that the chavis isn't mukhan. What the pshat is that the chavis, the heter, is a basis to the muksa. Being a basis to a muksa takes off the hachana from the heter. The basis absorbs the din of the muksa. It becomes a part of the muksa, and therefore it also gets a din of muksa. Not because mitzad atzmo, it's not mukhan. Mitzad atzmo would be mukhan. But it's bottle to what it's holding. The basis is bottle to that which it's holding. Mela. The pshat is that, yeah, the piece of meat, you have your piece of meat, your piece of meat in your crock pot, it's raw meat in your crock pot, but it's mukhan. Because the problem, why should it be mukhan? It's because it's not mukhan. But it's in a crock pot, so it is mukhan. Over here, the chavis, you can't say the chavis is mochan, because the chavis is mochan. But the problem is the evan's not mochan. And unless you can make the evan mochan, which you can't, right? We spoke about a different case why the evan's considered muksa, but that is considered muksa. You can't make the evan usable on Shabbos. and the chavis is a basis to the oven, so therefore the chavis is muksa. Your intention to use it doesn't make it not muksa, because the problem isn't that you were makatsed from your das, that it's not in your das, it's not mukhav Shabbos. It's mukhav Shabbos, but the problem is it's absorbing the din of the oven. Yeah.
So let's say the wind blows and the oven falls off, so it is mukhav and you can use it now.
Right, but in Bein HaShmashos, it had a din of muksa. By the raw meat in the pot, it doesn't have a din of muksa, it has a din of mukhan. But over here, in Bein HaShmashos, the chavis had the rock on it. And therefore it's a basis to muksa. So therefore it's muksa, even though you're planning on using it. But it's also quoted a very beautiful Rashi Shantz. It's on Mem Dalet, on Dalet Aleph, Tosis Rishonim on the Daf, and it's also on Tosis Rush. They bring the Rashi Shantz that the Kashim, some of you heard of, Aaron's Bother, on Mem Hay, right? It's quoted the din you have whole sugya based on daf lamed, that there's a din that sometimes a tznai works by muksa, sometimes it works. If you have what the Gemara calls a sukkah, it really means a sukkah on Pesach, a shack. There's a shack coming into Pesach, a wobbly shack, and you think before Pesach, before Yom Tov, you think. You make a tznai, if this shack, if this hut should collapse on Yom Tov, I want to use this wood for firewood on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, since you said a tznai b'feirish, your das was on it, so therefore this wood is not going to be muksa on Yom Tov. You could use this wood to make a fire on Yom Tov. So you see, tznai sometimes works. So the kasha is, if so, what about by Lamashal? What about by the Ner? Right, the Ner, we're going to see, Bez Hashem, maybe you already saw, that the Ner, a lit Ner on Shabbos is Muksa, because it's a basis. The Gemara says it's a basis to the flame. Right, we'll talk about it at a different time, what the Hesper is. But the Gemara says that on the end of Kira, that the Ner is a basis to the flame. Oh, it's a basis to the flame. Okay, so buses to the flame. But what if I say that I make a tznai that when my nair burns out, the oil should be usable. I should be allowed to use the oil as salad dressing. And I make a tznai like that. So should that work? The Ramban says Inachinami does work, right? The Ramban says almost unthinkable in the Gemara, that the whole din, the Gemara is talking about that a ner dalak is the oil, the moser hashemen, the leftover oil is muksis, or if you weren't masna, you didn't say I have das on it, okay? But the din in Shulchan Aruch, the psak is that no, we assume that the oil is muksa. You can't, your das isn't enough. So the Rash says, Rash on the start of the Gemara here on Mem Dal, he says, yeah, the Pshat is because this is a basis. A basis by basis, your das doesn't take off the din basis. Your das can't help because the basis is a basis, not because it's not prepared for use. Even if you have das to use, but a maisa, it is functioning as a basis, and what it is, it's functioning as a basis is something that is muksa, and the mail it has a din of muksa. So that's the Yisoyistik of my focus. And Rabbeinu Tam will be cholek. Rabbeinu Tam will say not that way. Yeah.
We hold a Migudas Katsi by Vastasis?
Yeah.
Does not depend upon Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda?
So Lagavi Migudas Katsi, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. We hold by Migudas Katsi. La halach, I'm saying. Fine, Rabbeinu Tam didn't hold that way. Rabbeinu Tam held differently. He held the emphasis is a little in lungs, it happens like Rabbeinu Tam more. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it's not a magical din. Puff, your basis gets a din muksa. It's a svaradika din that this basis was not prepared for Shabbos because you left muksa on top of it. And kol zman is muksa that was left on top of it and you wanted to be on top of it, you can't move the buses, because moving a buses that has muksa that was intentionally put on top of it is tantamount to moving the muksa. So therefore the buses wasn't prepared for use for Shabbos. So therefore the buses itself is not mukhan. And therefore it's muksa. But if you have das on it, if you have masna on it, or if it's gamra b'dei adam, right, and you have das, I'm going to use it and it's prepared to use. So that das will take off the din of buses, and the buses will go back to being machan. So that's the machlokas. Bottom line is, in Shulchan Aruch, we hold kederach l'rash, but makam hefsid, you're allowed to, if you have das, to use the buses on Shabbos, you're allowed to use the buses. Okay, yeah.
How does that das prevent the muksa from, like, the other svar that the bus absorbs the muksa? Why does that das necessarily take that away?
So it won't take that away. Das will not be able to take it away. I'm saying das only works. Das, Rabbi Lutam held in buses, it's not a din that's absorbing the din of the muksa. It's nothing to do with the din of the muksa. The buses has no shaykhis b'etzim to the muksa. It's just that since you created a matziv that you're not going to be able to move the buses, it's going to be difficult to move the buses on Shabbos, unless you decide to do near, but it's going to be difficult. The way it's set up now, it's set up that you shouldn't be able to move the buses. So therefore, the buses lacks hachana. Not mitzad that it's absorbing the muksa. Mitzad the buses itself is lacking in hachana. It's not prepared for Shabbos use. Because there's muksa on top of it. But it's not that it's getting the din of the muksa. Right? Then rash the pshan buses is, the buses is usur because it's absorbing the isser of the muksa. In Rabbi Lutam, the pshan buses is because since you're using the heter as a buses to muksa, therefore the buses is lacking in achana for Shabbos. You hear that? It's a chakira.
I'm just wondering why Rabbi Natan disagrees. Like, Rabbi Natan disagrees that the bus is absorbing the muksa.
He disagrees. He disagrees.
He can't say Rabbi Natan also holds it. Like, why would you reject that?
Why would he reject that? So I'll tell you. I have to understand why he would reject it, because it's a much more pashut pshat what Rabbi Natan is saying, right? Because it doesn't require. I'm telling you, absorbing the din of the muksa. Right, you could like that, you cannot like that. Right, that's open to discussion. Right, I'm saying that since it's like batel, it's like tuffle to the muksa and it becomes muk. It's a kiddush there, right? Right, you can't explain it to Baal Bas will not be easy, right? Rabbi Natan's pashut. Yeah.
Does this mean that the Ramban is going to hold like Rabbi Natan?
So in this piece of Lundus, I think so. Yeah.
I think Rabbeinu Tam is almost like Rabbeinu Tam.
It's almost the same sheet. Almost. It's very, very similar. It's saying your das works to make a basis.
So didn't he answer the case of the tzemer differently?
Yeah, it's a good kasha. Okay. Maybe he held it. Yeah. It's a good kasha. Why didn't he just say? Why didn't he just say? But you have to say he almost could have said it, because the Maisa, he does say the Feirish that a Tanai works. So if that's Behel Das, of course it's like a Tanai. So why didn't he say it? Could be he held the other Teretz, it's also good Teretz. Maybe he's held by both Terutzim. Maybe that could be. Okay, that's a basic machlokas. Okay, yeah, so move weiter. Okay. Alright, so there's another Heter of Basis, which is the heter, which comes up. We're going to talk about the Gemaras. They're sprinkled in all the Gemaras we've done. Some are ready. The end of Kira, if you didn't get there, but we'll talk it all out. There's a heter of a basis that's a basis to heter and to iser. A basis to be a basis is only if it's be'ikur acting as a basis to muksa. But if it's working as a basis both to muksa and to heter, so then it does not get a din of buses. So we first met this idea back in Notel, right? The Gemara was talking about the Kalkala with the Evan Besocho. You have a basket and a rack in it, and the Gemara says that 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 basket should be a basis. The Gemara says, but there's peros in the basket, and since there's peros in the basket, so therefore, that's why the Mishnah says you're allowed to carry the basket, because in the chenamim, there's a rock in it, but there's also peros. So you see there's this heter here. Now that Gemara doesn't give any shear. It just tells us that when there's heter together with the muksa, so the basis is mutter. So what exactly is the din? How much heter, how much muksa? So this is a tour. The tour tells us in Shin Ches, what everyone's probably seen, that you need that the heter is more chashiv than the muksa. For the basis to be mutter, it has to be that the heter in it, there's more, this pocketbook has more heter in it than muksa in it. And then the pocketbook, you will be allowed to carry it. Where does that come from? The Beis Yosef Kotza Gemara in the end of Kira. Maybe you saw it already, maybe you didn't. But it says, the Gemara talks about a ner that burnt out before Shabbos. But now it comes to the Shabbos, you have a ner. And a ner that's not mos or tlefi Rabbi Shimon, and this ner be'etzem should be mutter to carry on Shabbos. But the problem is it has a wick in it. It has the burnt out wick, and this burnt out wick is muksa, because the burnt out wick, what are you going to use it for besides for lighting it? And you can't light it, right? A burnt out wick, but you could still reuse it, a reusable wick. But you can't, there's nothing you could do with a wick on Shabbos. There's nothing you could use it for besides for lighting it. So therefore the wick is muksa. So the Gemara wants to know, what about the ner with this wick? And it does the ner become a basis for the wick? And the Gemara says, without explaining it, right, very unclear how we were supposed to understand this, but the Gemara says in Galal, the ner would be considered a basis to the wick, but not in other places. So what on earth is that talking about? So Tosfos fills in a whole story here. He says in Galal, they had a lot of oil. Oil was very plentiful. And therefore, the wick was more chashiv than the oil. And therefore, since the wick is muksa, even though the oil is not muksa, right, because it burnt out before Shabbos, so it's good olive oil, you could use it for your salad, but the wick is more chashiv in Galal, and therefore it becomes a basis. Therefore, the ner becomes a basis. So what do you see from here? You see from here, you cite that the heter has to be more chashiv than the muksa. Oh. So the shaila, exactly how we assess this. How do you know what's more chashiv? Based on what? Just how much it costs? Based on what? This is an interesting din in Reishayin Zayin. Shulchan Aruch tells us here that if you keep your candlesticks, you keep your candles, as many people do, on the Shabbos table, so that could make a problem, because it makes your table into a basis. Right? So Ben Hashmashos, the Shabbos candles are burning on the table, the best, right? That would seem to be the nicest place to put your candles, because it makes your Suda nice and bright. But the problem is, the Shulchan Aruch says in Reishayin Zayin, it makes your table into a basis, which could be a problem, right? Sometimes you want to move your table, right? So that could be a problem. So, says the Magen Avraham, something that's well known and accepted, that he says that if you put the challahs on the table before Shabbos, so then the table won't become a basis, because now it's a basis for the candles and for the challah. He said it's a pashut that the challahs are more chashiv than the candles, and therefore the table is not maksa. Ah, beautiful. That's the heter of the Magen Avraham. Shailas, how did the Magen Avraham know that? Why is that pashut, right? I have a son who recently got married, and part of my job is to buy the candlesticks. I can tell you, it cost me more that week than my challahs did. So why is this such a pashut as far? I don't know why it's such a pashto svar. You could be tempted to say that, you could be tempted to say is that al Shabbos your chal is more chashev. That's a tempting thing to say. Just look by Shabbos, what's more chashev, the muksa or the heter. But the problem is that the heter is always going to be more chashev on Shabbos. And afal pikin, it isn't befeirish you go by what's, if the muksa is more chashev, the psila is more chashev than the oil, so the ner is a basis, right? It's definitely not the etzem true. Right? The etzem muksa could have a chashivas even on Shabbos. I saw a beautiful hesber by Rav Vazner, Shevet Halevi, Chelik Ches Simon and Beis. He says something very, very nice, I thought. He says it's in Reishayin Tess. Reishayin Tess, the Shulchan Aruch brings a possible heter to a ner. He says, what if you would leave your challah roll on the ner? Right now with our neros that won't work, but in the old neros, you know, like I just always imagine the lantern, like the genie in the lantern. If you imagine that old, what a lantern looked like, so you can imagine with the chal on it. So the lantern with the chal on it. So the Shulchan Aruch brings that there's a yesh misha omer that you could put a chal on your lantern, and then your lantern won't become, when it burns out, won't become muksa. He says, but ainless smoke alone. You shouldn't be smoke on that heter. The Magen says you shouldn't be smoke on the heter because in the chenam there's challah on the lantern, but you can't say that the challah is more chashiv than the flame of the lantern because here the Magen Avraham's happy saying it's not more chashiv because the lantern is made for the flame. You can't say, well, it was buses, right? The Holy Say the buses. We said the Holy Say the buses we spoke about is that the buses is omeh to be carried with the muksa. You carry the buses in order to carry the muksa. So therefore, a lantern is made to hold and carry the flame. It's not made to hold the challah. So when you have a conflict between the flame and the challah on a lantern, so the lantern is going to be more tuffle and more buttle to the flame than to the challah. You don't use a lantern to carry your challah. So therefore, legabe, the lantern, the flame is more chashiv than your challah. The mela, this explains the other Magen Avraham. Says Rav Vazner, that explains it beautifully. The table is more a basis for challah than for a flame. Right? A flame, it's a chashav thing, and it happens to be you put it on your table. You don't have to put it on your table. Legabi, your table, the ikra thing on your table is the Shabbos food. That's what you use the table for. So the male of the table, legabi, the challah of the table is more a basis for the challah than for the flame. So I think it explains the Magen Avraham very, very nicely. Now the pshat, you look at this basis, what is it be ikra holding? Legabi, it's being used to hold it. I saw this interesting in the Maaser Rav. The Maaser Rav is the Hanhagos of the Vilna Gaon. So the Maaser Rav is a very beautiful sefer, except that it's just Hanhagos of the Vilna Gaon as is. It doesn't give you any hesper. So sometimes it's a problem, sometimes it makes it better, because then you can say whatever hesper you want and say that's what the Gaon is saying. Okay? So the Gaon writes, Sim Kuf Yud Gimel, he says that you should never put your Shabbos candles on your table. You should always have a separate place to put them, near your table but not on the table. He says, because it will make your table into a basis. He says, and even if the challahs are there, and even if it's a regally set table, afal pikin, the table is a basis to the candles. Doesn't help. Whatever you put on the table, it doesn't help. And therefore that's what he says the halacha. I don't know exactly how authoritative the sefer is, but that's Maaser Rav. It's definitely quoted a lot. These were the Gros Hanhagos. So the shaila is why on earth? Well, it's a beautiful Maaser Rav. I looked at all the footnotes there and didn't see anything that made any sense to me. So I don't. It doesn't say. So I thought there's a pashat hesver you could give. Start with another kasha though. Right, why does he think? Right, why is it a buses to the flame more than a buses to the challah and the right? It could be the grass says in all cases it could be it's a very cheap tea lights on the table, and you have super expensive dinnerware, porcelain, fine china plates on the table. So what's pshat? So I thought maybe you can answer it. There's a kasha of Elia Rabba. This is in Shintes Sif Dalet. He has a very pasha kasha, this whole din about Basis Lesser Lehatar. Very pashat. He says, I don't understand. We have the case of the chavis. The chavis, the Gemara says, if there's an evan on top of the chavis, the whole chavis becomes a basis to the evan. So, okay. So we spoke about this, right? We said a whole hezber that you... What about the yayin? We're talking about the chavis filled with yayin. Yayin that you need for kiddush. How could it be that it's more a basis to the evan than to the yayin? Right? That makes no sense. So that's the kasha. Okay, yeah, from talk about this kasha, I didn't see anything that made me totally happy. So I'm going to see my own answer. So, okay, you could look and try to get an answer. But I thought this was a very nice teres. The teres was what we mentioned before. We mentioned why Bechlal is the chavis, buses the Eben. Right? The Eben, Lechaira, it doesn't have chashivas. It's not the chashiv. What makes it a basis? So he said the pshat is because in the chinami, the chavis is much more chashiv than the evan. But the pshat is that you move it as a unit, right? You move it and you move it completely as a unit. Every time you move your bottle of Coke, right? You have a bottle of Coca-Cola. Every time you move it, you're moving it. You want to move everything. Right? It's not you're moving for something, it's not for other things. You're moving for the bottle, you're moving it for the soda, and you're moving it for the cap. You're moving the whole thing together. You go shopping, you move it, you're moving the whole thing together. Sometimes it's not like that, right? By the kalkala, you have a basket and you have rocks in it. I don't know why you have rocks in it, and you have apples in there. You might be moving it because you want the apples, or you might be moving it because you want the rocks, whatever you're using the rocks for. But you're moving it from one or the other. And then you can talk about what's the ikur, what is the ikur for. But l'chayra, I thought, l'chayra, by the chavis, we could say, the chavis is there to be moved as a unit. The rack is there, and could be that chronim say something like this, so I'm not trying to steal, but the rack is there, it's part of the package, it's there to help the wine. The chavis is there to help the wine. And the wine, of course, is the eager thing that you're interested in. But it's all meant to be moved as a package. It's a package deal. And part of that package is muksa. The mela, I thought. Okay? Maybe the girl's saying this. That the shad is your Shabbos table. It's a unit, right? You have your chalas, you have your plates, your forks, your knives, and your neiros. That's part of the Shabbos table. That's the Shabbos dish. You know, the whole thing is all part of it. You move it, you move it all together. And part of this package is muksa, so mela is considered a basis. So that's the thought. I don't mean to say it's the halacha, the basic thing of the Magen Avraham is accepted. The Maisa Rav is just the hanhag of the gra. But it's that's a food for thought. Maybe that could be pshat. Okay, now there's another issue just to mention, is that, just to say very briefly, sometimes you do find that the kli itself could be matter the muksa. Right? We mentioned that there's a rack and a kilkala. That's an interesting thing. The kilkala perhaps is more chashuv than the rack. I don't know why you have the rack in your kilkala, but definitely could be the kilkala. The basket is more chashuv than the rack. Apple pecan, we say that the basket is a basis to the rack, right? Why don't we say, just like this basis itzer v'heter, but here, let the basket itself be its own heter. Maybe the basket's more chashiv than the rack. So the chayr the pshat is that the basket is made to be used as a basis for whatever you put in it. If you put that rack there, that's some reason you want the rack in the basket, so the mela, the basket becomes batel to the rack. there are other cases where you find that the kli is matter itself. Right? Maybe the most famous we saw in Mem Gimel, we saw that if you put a kli to catch under a candle to catch the nitzotzos. So the Gemara says the nitzotzos don't have mamash, they don't have chashivas, and therefore the kli doesn't become a basis. It doesn't become basis to nitzotzos because there's no chashivas to the nitzotzos. You also have a Gemara like that in Beit Zachav Aleph. The Gemara talks about the cups, the shirei kos, that the what's left in a cup. It talks about there was a guy drinking wine, but it says even a Jew drinking wine, if the with a little bit left over at the bottom of the cup is disgusting. Sometimes it gets disgusting. It doesn't say exactly how, but something's disgusting about it. It's backwashed there, and it's disgusting. So even if that wine is muksa, the Gemara says you should still be allowed to carry the cup to the kitchen to clean it, because it's batel lagabi the kos. It says that the leftover wine is batel lagabi the kos. Right, you find Rashi. Okay, Rashi mems zayin in the Gemara about the psila and the ner. Rashi is different from Shat and Tosus there. It's hard to go through the whole thing, but Rashi says there that if the psila had no chashivas and you weren't going to reuse it, it wouldn't make the ner into a basis. It has to be some chashivas there. And the chod pshat is because a cup is made to hold wine and to drink wine. It's not really meant to be a holder for leftover wine. A cup is made to hold chashiv things. It's not made to hold nitzotzos. Right? So the ner, it's made to hold the oil and a good wick, but a wick that you don't plan on using, so that's not chashiv enough, that doesn't make a din of basis. So that's also a din. That the basis only becomes a basis if what's in it has some chashivas, that it makes sense that this basis is used to hold the muksa. Okay. And the last piece of basis, the most, maybe the most difficult part, not in Lamdis, just in Mitzias, don't worry, is the Mochani. Right? The Gemara here in Amdal has this case of Mochani, and the real problem with Mochani, just to speak it out, is that no one knows what the Mochani is. Okay, Rishonim have different, often when Chazal talk about Mitzias, and Rishonim all have many different explanations of what the case is, it's because, of course, none of the Rishonim ever saw this thing, and we don't really know what we're talking about here. But what we know is just what the Mishnah says in Kehilim, that a mukhani is something called a shida. A shida, which we do know, is some sort of something like a closet, like a box, something bigger than a box, we'll call it a closet. And a mukhani is something that works in conjunction with the shida. So Rashi says the pshat, he says that it's talking about a shida is like a big container, and the mukhani is the wheels of the container. And the Gemara talks about when there's money on the mukhani, and can you move this whole thing? And Rashi means, oh, can you move the wagon when there's money on the wheel? Now, there's no money on the wheel, because how on earth do you wheel a wagon and keep the money on the wheel? That's not what we're talking about. I have to say, I don't know what we're talking about, but. And the word mochani also does not stam mean wheel. The word is always gilgal for wheel. Mochani always means some sort of machine type thing. It talks about the machine, the mochani that was in the Beis HaMikdash to draw the kir up out of the ground, out of the pit that it was in. The mochani is a mochani chulin, someone who shechs using a mochani. But it's something using wheels. Wheels are a part of machines. Using wheels and gears and some sort of type of ancient machine. But whatever it is, this is used for moving the shida. It's used for moving the shida. And there's some sort of compartment in there that could be used for holding money. But it's not the main compartment. The main compartment is the shita. So we'll make it like that. So the Gemara says that it depends what those wheels, that this mukhani, we'll just call it this mukhani. If this mukhani is removable, so the mukhani becomes a basis to the money. And then you can't move the mukha, the whole unit, the whole wagon. We'll call it the wagon. You can't move the wagon because by moving the wagon and the wheels are muksa, because the wheels are buses to the money. So the mela, if you want to move the wagon, you have to want to move the wheel too, when you can't move the wheel. Fine. But if it's not removable, this is probably what's most important for us, if the wheel is not removable, so then the Gemara says that you're allowed to move the whole wagon. Why? Right, you can imagine, like with a shopping wagon, right? Shopping wagon, and there's a little attachable cup holder, or let's imagine a stroller, that's better for Shabbos. A stroller, you have a stroller, and there's a, you know, like your snapper goes, you have a stroller, and in the stroller's mainly made for pushing a baby, but in the stroller, there's a pouch, which is used for holding, let's say, using money, putting whatever else you want in it. Right, so that's, if you have change in your stroller doesn't become muksa. You're still allowed to push the stroller. Why? Right, so the hezber l'chayra is just a push hezber. Is that the concept is, right? Just think about it. You have a stroller, and the pouch under the stroller, you have some money. So when you move the stroller, you're not moving the stroller. Right, you would never move the stroller to move your money. Right, your shopping cart, and has it has like a little compartment there to put your wallet in. You would never move a shopping cart to move your wallet. You're moving it, the shopping cart, for the food in it. So even though it's empty, there's no food in it at all. But La Maisa, this is not something that becomes a basis to the muksa, because it doesn't become tafel to the muksa, because you wouldn't use it that way. Right, you use a stroller to push the baby. Right, if there's no baby in the stroller and I have a little bit of muksa in the side compartment, I'm not going to move the stroller to move what's there. Right, on a weekday I wouldn't use to do that. I would, if I'm pushing a baby, I have this as an extra. It's just an extra, and therefore it's not chashiv enough to make the whole stroller a basis to the muksa. Right, because the wagon is used for the main compartment of the wagon. That's what it holds. Doesn't the side thing isn't chashem enough to turn the whole thing into a basis? The whole there's too much heter to become a basis to the muksas, too chashem. Okay, so that's the basic din. The Ramah quotes in Shin Yud Zayin. He says this, and he adds a little twist. L'halach l'maisa, he says, so too the pocket. If you have money in the pocket of a garment, he says it will not make. The Ramah says it will not make the garment into a basis. Right, let's say you have a coat, and you have money in the coat. So the coat is still not muksa. The coat's not muksa. Why is the coat not muksa? Why isn't it a basis? Answer is, it's a case of mukhni. It's another case of mukhni that, right, the way Tosu says it is that a basis is only a basis if the muksa is in the ikur kli. Right, it has to be in the ikur part of the kli. And, right, if you have money in your coat, if you want to move the money, but it's not cold outside, you're not going to carry the coat to carry the money. If it's cold outside, you wear the coat, because the eco-attachment of the coat is because you're cold. It's a side part of it that has a pocket, so the pocket's not going to be able to make the coat's not going to become a basis to what's in the pocket. If it's nishmetes, right, if it's could be detached, so then it will become a basis because it is in the ikur kli. Right? If you have a bag with muksa in it attached to your stroller, so the bag will become a basis. Stroller won't become the basis, but the bag will become a basis.
So you can't take that out. You can't touch it though. So
what?
You can't move the basis.
So you can't, right? So you can't
move the stroller.
What?
You're allowed
to move the stroller, but only with the dinim of if you remember the dinim of tiltel shalobi adayim, right? The stroller won't be a basis. It'll be like, right, remember the case of the pillow that has the muksa, that money that was forgotten on the pillow. So since it was forgotten, in the case of shocher, the pillow doesn't become a basis. You still can't move the pillow for the purpose of the money, in order to protect the money. But the Sarf Makoma, you can move the pillow. Right? It doesn't, okay. Fine. So this makes a nafkamin. I'll just say one thing that we discussed before, but we it was wouldn't say the whole thing. A freezer door. The door of a freezer. Let's say like this. Let's say you have a 100-pound roast in your freezer. So what's the din? What does that do to the freezer? What does it do to the lots of permutations that you can have of it. So let's first talk about my freezer, okay? Because that's what's in my head right now, okay? I have a freezer. It's a pull-out drawer like any other pull-out drawer. I could pull it out of the freezer. In the freezer, it's loaded with meat. I pull out that drawer, open it to get my ice cream. It's asr. It's a basis. It's a basis because it's a basis to the meat. The meat is more chashuv than the ice cream, even though it's Shabbos. And that drawer is neshmetes. It's a neshmetes. If you could pull out the whole drawer, right? You know what I'm talking about? When I want to clean my freezer, I pull the whole drawer out, like a regular dresser drawer, a drawer in a desk. You could pull it out, right? So you could pull it out. Therefore, the drawer itself is its own unit, and the gabe, that unit of the drawer, the muksa is in the ikur hakli. And therefore, the drawer becomes muksa. That's pashat. What about if it's not nishmetis? Okay, what about if that drawer is one piece? Well, let's say a refrigerator drawer. A refrigerator drawer is not nishmetis. You can't detach it. Right? I attach it with a screwdriver. But that's called Eino Neshmetes. It's one piece. And therefore it's one piece, it's one unit. Therefore there's room to say it's one unit with the fridge. And therefore even if you have Rov Muksa in your refrigerator door, freezer door, that type of door will Pashtus not become a basis. Okay, Pashtus will not become a basis. There's a number of riots for this. And one thing I should tell you, first of all, this is a big riot for this. This is even more than riots. But failures, the Rambam and Perish Mishnayis. So in the new Perish Mishnayis, they have a good, all Perish Mishnayis quote different things, but in the new one, the one we have, the Machon Hama'ar, or the Kapach translation, Perish Mishnayis was written in Arabic, and the original translation was not very good. But the later translations, and really, more or less, it's also in Hilchos Kalim of the Rambam. It says, a mukhani, a shida is a dresser, and a mukhani is the drawers. The drawers with the machinery, the apparatus. Ooh. Okay, we're going to have to go very soon. The apparatus to make this whole thing go is called the mukhani. So the Rambam says, if the drawer could be pulled out of the dresser, it becomes a basis. If it can't be pulled out of the dresser, it does not become a basis. We'll just quote one. We'll just on Kuf Chaf. There's an important Gemara here. We'll have to finish next time. But the Gemara on Kuf Chaf just says about a. There's a din there about the ner that's achori hadalas. Talks about what's the din of opening a door where there's an actual. The way most of them understand that there's a ner, a candelabra that's built into the door, a light in the door. So the Gemara talks about there's a problem there of kibui, that you open and close it, maybe it'll be kibui. But L'maisa, the Gemara says, Tosus points out there, the Gemara does not mention that there's a problem of buses. Okay, we're going to have to talk about this. We're going to have to be Mamshech, okay? But the bottom line is that Pashtus, once it's not, the Tosus says, since the door is attached to the house, the door doesn't become a buses. And the Mela, it could be moved on Shabbos with the Muxan. Okay, we'll have to be Mamshach though. Okay, all right.